Today's daf is Avodah Zarah daf Yudal Tveishir, sponsored by Kenny Sharf, Luzecher Nishmas, his father Yaakov Kuppel ben Moshe Zichron Levracha, on his 8th yahrzeit, which is today, in the Shem Meshtav and Aliyah from the Zichus of our learning. Tveishir is also sponsored by Vishrei Nele Shevinum, the Zichus of Rufor Shlema, for Chaim Naftali ben Frumid Freida, as well as for Sarah Freida Bas Chaya, Vishvot of Rufor Shlema, Besoch Shar Chol Yisrael. We are holding at the Mishnah daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, at the bottom of the page. The Mishnah is going to discuss, we've been discussing doing business with Avdei Kochavim, B'yom Eidam, Samach B'yom Eidam. The Mishnah is going to discuss those things that you're not allowed to sell year-round to Avdei Kochavim, that there's always a concern that it's going to be used Avodah Zarah, and then the Gemara is going to first identify the different items that are listed in the Mishnah. Then the Gemara is going to go into some of the details of when you can and cannot sell a Tarnagol Lavan, a white Tarnagol, which specifically is used for Avodah Zarah. So it's going to depend on a number of factors. It's going to depend whether it's being sold amongst other Tarnagolim, you're selling a whole bunch and there just happens to be a white one in the mix. It's going to depend on what the Goy is asking for. Is he specifically asking for a Tarnagol Lavan? Is he asking for a Tarnagol Stam? What's he asking for? And then it also might depend on what's going on in the guy's life at that time. Is he making a party at that time? So it's obvious that he just needs it to shech to make a party as opposed to Avodah Zarah. The Gemara is going to explain the halacha that when they ask for other items Stam, not Tarnagol, they just ask Stam for other items, you're allowed to sell it to them, but Perushan Aser, if they're more explicit about what their intentions are, that's Aser. What does that mean? Perushan Aser, that they're explicit about their intentions. If it means that they're explicit that they want to use it for Avodah Zarah, then obviously it's Aser. You wouldn't need to tell me Perushan Aser. Then the Gemara in Amud Beis is going to go through the rules of selling a Dekel to an Akum and how this relates to the general Iser of giving Chaniya Bekarka, of selling land in Eretz Yisrael to an Ovid Chavim. Why would there have to be specific rules about a Dekel? And then the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Beis, if we get to it, the Mishnah is going to discuss the rules of selling animals to Ovid Chavim. Potential difference between a Behema Daka versus a Behema Gasa, what exactly the concern is that the Ovid Kochavim is going to do with the animals. So let's begin at the Mishnah, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, says the Mishnah, Eilu Dvarim Asurim Limkor L'Ovid Kochavim. The following things you're not allowed to sell to Ovid Kochavim. And they are, and we're going to identify what these mean in the Gemara, but number one is Atstruvlin, number two is Beno Shuach, and again Rashi says, Mefarish B'Gemara, we'll explain what these are, Upetotros, and the Gemara is going to explain, Petotros is not a third min, but it's explaining, it's a qualification of the first two minim, that these are certain types of fruits or things that grow from the ground that you're not allowed to sell. Ulavona, and a certain type of spice called lavona that we use in the Ktaris, v'tarnagol alavan, and also you're not allowed to sell a white tarnagol. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, mutar limkor lo tarnagol alavan beina tarnagolin. Rabbi Yehuda says, well, if you're selling a whole bunch of tarnagolim and there happens to be a tarnagol alavan in the mix, then it's mutar. Ubizman shu bifnei atzmo, if you're selling a tarnagol alavan on its own, then kotea esa then the way to fix it is you cut off one of its toes, and that way you can sell it, because by doing that you make it a mechusar ever, and no self-respecting Ovid Chavim would ever use that for an Avodah Zarah. They don't have dinim of balimum, but mechusar ever they would never use for the Avodah Zarah. Then it's going to be okay. Lufishein makrivin chaser l'Avodah Chavim. They're not makriv that which is chaser, that which is mechusar ever to Avodah Zarah. Vishar kol advarim. But when it comes to selling anything else, Staman mutter uperushan aser. If it's stam, it's mutter, but if it's explicit, it's aser. The Gemara is going to have to explain what that means. Rameir Omer, af dekel tav, v'chatzav aser limkor lo chavim. Even a dekel tav, a good dekel, and a chatzav are aser to sell to an Ovid Kochavim. And again, we're going to see in the Gemara what all that is. Just a word about Tarnagol Lavan. Tarnagol Lavan plays a role in halacha, even bizman hazeh. The Gemara in Masechet Bamitzia Daf Samach tells us that ein mefarchisim lo asa adam lo asa behema. The Gemara says that means that you're not allowed to dye a person whose hair is white. He's not allowed to color his hair black if you're selling him on the slave market, because you're going to make him look like a young slave who can do a lot of work when he's really much older. So you're not allowed to, if it's to misrepresent what he is, that's going to be aser. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Aruch Haim Sim Tav Reish Hay in Hilchos Yom Kippurim Bochrim Tarnagolim Levan Rabbanim, and the Shulchan Aruch talks about doing kaparos before Yom Kippur, says, you know, better to have a white tarnagol, because im yuchatechem kashadim, kashelig yalbinu, it's symbolic of kashelig yalbinu. Just like a kala wears a white dress, not because we think by that by her wearing a white dress she's going to have fewer sins, but it's nice symbolism that that there's a sense of purity. So we have it, tarnagol lavan, because it's a symbol of purity. But says the Rama actually writes that Yidavka Pikwai, but says Magid Avraham on the spot, Umikol Makom Ein Lach Zorachrei Levanim Davka. Don't Davka ask for a white tarnagol, Davika and Darke Amori Kedisa Bavod Zor Daf Yudalid. Says because that's already Darke Amori. That makes it look like you're interested in tarnagol lavan, just like the Avdei Avod Zara. So Zilberstein discusses if you're selling tarnagolim for kaparos, can you paint some of them white so that people are more interested in following what it says in the Ramah? He thought that would be yasir, because that's misrepresenting what you have, even though people are not supposed to be machzer achrav because of this concern of darkei amori. So we have a little bit of that holdover of this halacha, of this practice of avodah zarah, even bizman hazeh, that we have to be concerned that it looks like what we're doing is darkei amori. Now there is a discussion in the Rishonim why it is that, what is it, what it means that eil dvarim asur limkar la'oved kochavim. What is it with the Rishonim write that these are things that are asur li'olam? What does that mean that it's asur li'olam? So some of the Rishonim write pashat pshat, the Rashba, the Ritva, the pashat pshat, it means that even when it's not the Yom Ayit, as opposed to everything else we've been saying in the Masechta until now, was around the times of the festivals, this is even when it's not around the times of the festivals. The Beis Yosef adds that also these items, it doesn't make a difference whether it's Bizman HaTalmud or Bizman Einu, meaning these aren't just things that are subject to a particular time period, these are asur li'olam, forever. Also, some of the Bach adds on that these things are also to sell to all Goyim, not only to Komrim, not only to people who are priests for the Avodah Zarah, but it's a more expansive Isser in that you're not allowed to sell it to anybody. And the Bach also adds that Li'olam also includes that it's also Bein Ba'aretz Bein B'chutz La'aretz, as opposed to other things that even that are only Asr in Eretz Yisrael, where they are particularly attached to their Avodah Zarah. There's more of a spiritual drive in Eretz Yisrael, so people by the Ovdei Kochavim also, they're more attached, the Koach HaTumah is greater, they're more attached to their Avodah Zarah. The Ritva writes that there are two ways to explain the reason that it's Asr even below Yom Eidah, meaning the Pashup Pshat, our Mishnah is telling us these things are Asr to sell throughout the year. So the Ritva says, first of all, because these things are hard to come by, they're hard to find, so even if they're only going to use them by Yom Eidah, they might buy them 6 months in advance, because you never know when you're going to find a white tarnagol again. So they're dafka going to go out of their way to buy it whenever they can so that they could put it away for Yom Edom. And also the Ritva says, it could be that these are just items that were used for Avodah Zarah year round. They didn't wait for the Yom Ayit to use them for Avodah Zarah. So those are two possible reasons why dafka, these items are usher throughout the year. Now the Rishonim also raised the question of why it is that you're allowed to be koteya esetzba'o, that when it comes to selling the white tarnagol, that if you cut off the finger, that's okay. What about Tzar Ba'al Chaim? Tzar Ba'al Chaim is nisador raisa, potentially, right? It's machlokes b'metzia, but it could be that Tzar Ba'al Chaim is dor raisa. 14 different shitos in Rishonim and Achronim, where in the Torah it says Tzar Ba'al Chaim, because really nowhere in the Torah does it say Tzar Ba'al Chaim, or depending on your perspective, everywhere in the Torah it has some sort of hint to Tzar Ba'al Chaim. So that's why there are 14 different possibilities of where Rishonim were able to point to, but it's never explicit in the Torah. So the Tosfos Chadashim suggests, based on what Tosfos said that we saw yesterday, that Yesh Koch B'Archam Lakadav Min HaTorah, when there is a Tam Lekach. So over here there's a little bit of a reason in order to prevent selling something that's going to be used for Avodah Zarah. Or it could be that Kotei Atbo is not really such a great tsar. Maybe they did it Al Yidei Sam, where it wasn't painful, but it made it into a Mechusar Eivar, and maybe that was worthwhile in order to avoid the Avodah Zarah element. Okay, so says the Gemara, my Itzrovalin, what are these Itzrovalin that we're identifying in the Mishnah? Says the Gemara, Tornisa. It's Tornisa. Great, how does that help us? So says Rashi, Min Erez, it's a type of cedar tree. Okay, so that helps us. Ruminhu hosifu alein alach sin vitzruvalin muchsasin uvnoshuach. But didn't we learn in a Mishnah that when we talk about the isurim of shviyas, that not only are the initial items on the list of what's included in the limitations of shmita produce, we added extra items on the list that were not originally included, and amongst the items that we added to the list that have an isur of shmita, that you're not allowed to do schora with the produce, is it's shravalin. V'is al kadaydech shravalin turnisa. But if you hold this shravalin means turnisa, turnisa mi isa b'shviyas, would turnisa be subject to the halachos of shmita? V'atanya, but we have a brisa that tells us zeh klal kol sheyesh lo ikar yesh lo shviyas v'kol she'ein lo ikar ein lo shviyas. Only something that has roots in the ground is subject to shviyas. That which does not have roots in the ground is not subject to shviyas. And apparently turnisa does not. So how could it be subject to shviyas? So says Gemara, Elam Rav Safra, Piri da'arza. That no, turnisa, the itzravolin are the fruits of an erez tree. V'chein kiyasa rav, and Elam Rav Lazar, Piri da'arza. It's the fruits of an erez tree, and that's why they have kedusha shviyas, and that's also what our Mishnah is referring to. What does it mean? Yesh lo ikar, yesh lo shviyas, ein lo ikar, ein lo shviyas. So Rashi says, ein lo ikar means that it's not miskayim ba'aretz. The roots don't stay in the ground throughout the winter months. Kishuin, diluin, gourds, these kinds of things are ein lo shviyas. They don't have dinim of shviyas because of that. And therefore, you're allowed to do scharu with them, and you have no requirement to do biur, to be mafkir them. Tos just raises the question, then why does tevua, why does grain have kedusha shviyas? It's not miskayim ba'aretz b'yumos ha'gashamim. In the winter months, there are no roots to the grain that remain in the ground. The Ravid and the Miri point out, we don't find by Arazim any type of pre-chashuv that is considered ra'i l'tikroves. So the whole idea that it's talking about Arazim is difficult to understand. So the Rabbeinu Tam explains, ein lo ikar means there's no shorish bekarka at all, not b'yumos hachama and not b'yumos hagashamim. That's how Rabbeinu Tam understands that, not just that it doesn't last in the ground during the yumos hagashamim. Tosrid suggests differently. Tosrid points out that the whole klal is difficult to understand, because if you learn the Mishnayos and Shviyas, it sounds just the opposite, because the Mishnayos and Shviyas in the 7th paragraph of Shviyas say klal gadol amur b'shviyas kol shu machal adam umachal behema umi minat sabayim ve'eino miskayim ba'aretz. Anything that's edible to humans and to animals, and it can be used as a dye, and is eino miskayim ba'aretz, yesh lo shviyas l'dam of shviyas. It dafka has dinim of shmita. So very difficult to understand. It seems that our Gemara is saying the exact opposite. So Tosrid has a whole different girsa. He says he changes the whole girsa in our Gemara, and therefore the whole interpretation of our Gemara. Okay, the Gemara says for the bno shuach, we identify in the Mishnah bno shuach. Am Rabbi Rabbechana, Am Rabbi Yochanan, te'eni chivarasa. That's referring to white figs. Upetotros. What are petotros? Am Rabbi Rabbechana, Am Rabbi Yochanan. It's not a separate min petotros, it means the stem. That these items that we've already listed are only aser if they are connected to a stem. But if they're not connected to a stem, then it's going to be mutter. Levona, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Levona Zaka. Levona means Levona Zaka. It's a certain type of Levona. Tano, Mikulan, Mochel, Nahen, Chavila. All of these things you're not allowed to sell as an individual unit, but you're allowed to sell as a bundle. Vekama Chavila, how much makes up a bundle? A bundle is at least three stalks. So granted, a guy doesn't need three of them for his Avodah Zarah. So if he's buying three of them, he probably is not going to use it himself for the Avodah Zarah. But maybe he's becoming an Avodah Zarah salesman. Maybe he's buying three of them so that he could sell to three different people, and it's going to be makter to the Avodah Zarah. So says Gemara, Amar Abaye, Alifnei Mefakdinan, Alifnei Delifnei Lo Mefakdinan. It's true, we have an Isra of Lifnei Iver. We're not allowed to sell him something that he's going to use directly for his Avodah Zarah. But something that he's going to turn around and sell to somebody else, that's Lifnei Delifnei. That's too far removed. We don't have to worry about Lifnei Delifnei. So the question is that always true? We don't have to worry about a one step removed, an additional step removed Lifnei Iver. The Rishonim point out, it doesn't sound that way in the Sugim Psachim. In Psachim Daf Memon Beis, Rava says about a Sfina that's Malaya Chitim. You have a boat load of wheat, and it sunk in the boat went down in the water, in the river, for a little bit, and they were able to rescue the boat. So now everything on that boat is chametz. So the Gemara over there says, don't sell such chitim to a guy, because maybe that guy will turn around and sell it to Yisrael, who's going to use it for his matzahs on Pesach. He's not going to realize that it's chametz, and you're going to violate the favor. I mean, it's going to be your violation of selling it to a guy, because the Jew is going to end up doing the Avera because of you. So that sounds like a lefnei de lefnei, that you're selling it to the guy and he's going to turn around and sell it to the Jew. And apparently we have to worry about lefnei de lefnei as well. So Tosfos later on in tomorrow's daf is going to suggest that a guy is not usher on lefnei iver, so we don't have to worry if the guy is going to sell it to somebody else, to another guy. But to sell it to Yisrael, we have to worry that he's going to go sell it to another Yisrael. So at the end of the day, a Yisrael is going to violate the Isser because of what we did. So that's where we have to worry about Lifnei de Lifnei. Meaning even, so the way Sandra Rishonim formulated it, is that it's not even about Lifnei either. If ultimately a Jew is going to violate, it's Arvus. If ultimately a Jew is going to violate an Isser based on some behavior that we're doing now, even if it's not direct enough to call it Lifnei either, but we have to worry about the Jewish people keeping the mitzvos. So we have to be more careful since there is a sense of Arvus. Tosfos Ritz suggests that Lifnei de Lifnei is dafka where the over Avera is Yodeo Makir B'masav. So that's where we say that we don't have to worry about Lifnei de Lifnei. The guy knows that what he's doing is Asir. But if a person unwittingly is going to violate something, so by the case of the Avodah Zarah, Goyim know they're not allowed to do Avodah Zarah, so he's purposely violating the Avodah Zarah. So that I don't have to worry about Lifnei de Lifnei. The guy's doing it on purpose. I don't have to be concerned about that. But if the situation is that that someone is going to unwittingly walk into an Isser through no fault of his own, that's going to be a concern, even Lifnei de Lifnei. So the chilik, not so much Bein Yisrael, Lo'avid Avod Zarah, but Lo'avid Chavim, but rather Bein someone who's Beshogeg versus someone who is Bemezid, who understands full well what he's getting into. That's how the Tosfos Rid suggests, as far as the one step removed, Lifnei Iver. It happens to be that this issue is brought up as well. Poskim discuss selling svarim pesulim lenachrim, selling certain svarim that are used for avodah zara to goyim. So what if you sell it to it's a church something that's used by a priest in a church or something, and you don't sell it to the priest, you sell it to somebody else, you sell it to another guy. He might sell it to the priest. He might go give it to the priest. Shmuel Sedeshin writes, when it comes to these things, he says that you're certainly not allowed to sell it to Komrim, because if you know what they are, if you don't know what the Sefer is, then you could rely on the Rov that it's some other book, that it's not an Avodah Zarah, that it's not an Avodah Zarah book. But he says to Nachri Acher Yesh Lahatir, to sell some other guy, you can be Matir, because he'll turn around and sell it to the Komer. That's only an issue of Lifnei de Lifnei. So the Bir Gron, Yerodeh, Simon Kuf Lamates, writes that there are those that ask for even selling it to Nachri Acher. What about our Gemara? So he says that that's only our Gemara of Lifnei de Lifnei not being an issue is only when it's potentially. I don't know. Maybe this guy is buying this bundle of Lavona to use for his own purposes, has nothing to do with Avodah Zarah, or maybe he's going to sell it for Avodah Zarah. So then I don't have to worry about Lifnei de Lifnei. But when the book is a book that's meant to be used for Avodah Zarah, what do I think the guy's buying it for? Obviously, he wants to go give it to his priest or sell it to his priest. So that's going to be a problem. That's going to be even an issue, Lifnei de Lifnei. That's how the Gra is mechalek between these two levels of Lifnei de Lifnei. Says the Gemara further now, V'tarnagol Lavan. We had mentioned that you're not allowed to sell a Tarnagol Lavan to an Ovid Chavim. Amr Rabbi Yona, Amr Rabbi Zera, Amr Rav Zvid. V'ikad Masni, Amr Rabbi Yona, Amr Rabbi Zera, leaving out Rav Zvid, that Tarnagol Lami, Mutter, Tarnagol Lami, if the guy is running around saying, who's got a Tarnagol to sell me? Mutter Limkor Lo Tarnagol Lavan. Then you're allowed to sell him a Tarnagol Lavan, because he wasn't asking specifically for a Lavan, and therefore you assume that he's not looking for something for Avodah Zarah, because he would have been more specific if he were. Tarnagol Lavan Lami, if he's going around saying, who's got a Tarnagol Lavan to sell me? Asur limkolo tarnugol lovin. Then you're not allowed to sell him a tarnugol lovin. So the Gemara is going to question this. Two rayas, one over here and another one four lines before the end of the page. Raya number one, Tanan. Rabbi Yehuda omer mocher hu lo tarnugol lovin beina tarnugolin. Our Mishnah said that you are allowed to sell a white tarnugol if you're selling it among many other tarnugolim. So echidami, what's the case? Meaning, what was the guy asking for where we're saying, oh, don't sell him a tarnugol lovin plain, but if you sell it amongst other tarnugolim, that's okay, according to Rabbi Yehuda, and apparently according to the Rabbanan, and even that's not okay. Even amongst other tarnugolim is not okay. Say chidami, ilay medakamer tarnugol lavan lemi. If the guy is running around asking for a tarnugol lavan, I feel bein a tarnugol namilo, then it shouldn't be mutter to sell him a tarnugol lavan at all, even if it's amongst other tarnugolim. Elalav, it must be the case is that kamer tarnugolami. Tarnugolami, that he's only asking who's got a tarnugol. He's not being specific about lavan or not. Vafilu hachil Rabbi Yehuda beina tarnugolin in bifnei atzmalo. Even when he's not being specific, Rabbi Yehuda would say you're still only allowed to sell it if it's beina tarnugolin. But you're not allowed to sell straight a tarnugol lavan, even though he wasn't asking for a lavan. And even stronger than that, ulatanakama afilu beina tarnugolin namilo. Tanakama would say it's usri even to sell bein a tarnugolim. So it seems from the Mishnah that if a guy is just asking for a tarnugol, he's not even being specific of a tarnugol lavan, that according to the Tanakama, you're not allowed to sell him a tarnugol lavan in any which way, even if he's just asking for a tarnugol. Isn't that against what Rabbi Zeira taught us? That Rabbi Zeira said that if he's just saying tarnugol to me, that it's mutu limkolo tarnugol lavan. So Rabbi Zeira is against the Mishnah. And it's Gemara Amar of Nachman Yitzchak Hachamai Skinan da Amar Zevazeh. That the case is the guy is saying zevazeh. He's that the case of our Mishnah is where he's saying both. He's saying lavan and other items. Tanya Namiachim, we have a brisa that says just like that. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Emasai Bisman Shaamar Tarnugol Ze Lavan Avulim Amar Zevazeh Mutter. That if he says zevazeh, then it's going to be mutter. Then Vafilu Amar Tarnugol Ze Ovid Kuchavim Shaas. And even if he's very specific that he wants this tarnugol lavan, if he's you know that he has a chol b'toch beso that he needs it for, or he's making a mishnah lebno, he's making a wedding for his son, then it's going to be mutter. So the Gemara just gets a little sidetracked with that. Wait, if he's making a wedding for his son, then it's going to be mutter? I would think that that's a greater problem. But what you see is that also yavoso ish mia aser. That on the day that a guy is making a wedding feast for his son, it's usher to sell him anything. You know, it's only usher to sell to him. It's not usher to sell to other people. It's only usher that day. It's not usher 3 days in advance. But there is an isser over there. You're not allowed to sell it to him. So why would we assume that if he's also Mishnah Lebno, you're allowed to sell him a Tarnugol Lavan? Sam Rav Yitzchak Bar Rav Mesharshia Bitavzik. No, that the case is that the Mishnah that we're talking about, that you're allowed to sell it to him, is not the wedding feast. It's the bachelor party or something like that. They're having some other celebration either in advance or others say a little bit later, some other celebration, but it's not actually the wedding feast. And therefore, you don't have to worry about the Avodah Zarah from that perspective. And therefore, you're allowed to sell even a Tarnugol Lavan. So what we have over here is apparently the way the Gemara understands, Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakam and the Mishnah, meaning Rabbi Yehuda's heter of selling a Tarnugol Lavan, Beina Tarnugolim, is not agreed upon by the Tanakam. Tanakama thinks even Beina Tarnagolim is going to be Asr. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Avodah Zarah, Perek Tes, Halacha Zayin, Im hayu mu'uravim dvarim ha-miyuchadim l'Avodah Zarah, im dvarim she'enam miyuchadim, kigon, levona zaka im levona shchora. Let's say you have two different minim. One is typically used for Avodah Zarah, and others that are not typically used for Avodah Zarah, but they're all mixed together. It's a giant package deal that you're selling. And he gives an example, but instead of giving the example of Tarnagol Lavan with other Tarnagolim, he says Levona Zaka, which is one of the other items we mentioned in the Mishnah, and Levona Shchora. So says the Rambam, that Mocher HaKol Stam, Vein Choshen Shem Yilakir Akam HaZaka L'chud L'tekrovus Avodah Zarah V'chein Kol Kiyotze B'zeh. That you're allowed to do, you're allowed to sell it Stam, and you don't have to worry that maybe he's going to pick out the things that are worthy to use for Avodah Zarah and use them. So Kesef Mishnah says the Rambam apparently paskens like Rabbi Yehuda, who allows selling a tarnagol lavan bein shcharim. And the reason he paskens like Rabbi Yehuda, why would you paskens like Rabbi Yehuda against Rabbanan? Because we're going to see that Rav Ashi on Amud Beis is not sure about the din of tarnagol katua. And Rashi is going to explain that Rav Ashi's suffix is alibu de Rabbi Yehuda. So if Rav Ashi, who's one of the later Amorayim in Hilchas HaKabasra'a, raises a shaila that only works within Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, it must be that that's an indication that you're supposed to pass like Rabbi Yehuda. And furthermore, in the Braisa, when we quote Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, that we just quoted the Tanya Nami Achi, right? So it was when we quoted the Braisa that quoted it was Tanya Nami Achi, Am Rabbi Yehuda Eimasai. The Rabbi Yehuda says, when is this true? And we generally have a rule that Kol Eimasai is always Lefarish. That Eimasai is not to be Cholik, it's to be Mefarish. He's not disagreeing with the Tanakama. He's being Mefarish to every Tanakama. So apparently the Braisa holds that Rabbi Yehuda and Tanakama are not even really arguing. So that's why the Rambam Pas like Rabbi Yehuda. The other Mefarshei Rambam, other than the Kesef Mishnah, are not convinced that that's what the Rambam is doing at all. The Lecha Mishnah points out, if that's the case, why didn't the Rambam mention Rav Ashi Safek that comes up in Amud Beis? And if he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, why doesn't he mention the din that Rabbi Yehuda actually talks about? Atarna Galavan, meaning most pointedly, right? He should have mentioned, why does he talk about Levona Zaka versus Levona, just the case itself of Tarna Galavan? That would be the natural case for the Rambam to mention. And also, the Rambam doesn't mention the whole din of Rabbi Zeira, that if a person says, Tarnagolami, that you're allowed to sell him even a Tarnagolavan, which is true according to Rabbi Yehuda. So why doesn't the Rambam mention any of that? So what they suggest instead is that the Rambam is basing himself on a Yerushalmi, that a Yerushalmi is a whole different sugya with a whole different mahalich, and this Rambam is not at all necessarily paskening like our sugya, like our understanding of Rabbi Yehuda and our sugya. Okay, says the Gemara further. Now, a second raya. Again, Rabbi Zeira had this great chiddush that when the guy is asking tarnugol lemi, you're allowed to sell him even a tarnugol lavan. But when he's specifically asking tarnugol lavan lemi, then you're not allowed to sell him a tarnugol lavan. So says Mar Tanal, and bring you another raya. V'shar kol advarim. It says later on in the Mishnah that when it comes to any other items, staman mutter perushan aser. That if he's asking for something stam, that's mutter to sell him. Then you're allowed to sell it to him. But perushan, if he's asking for, if he's very specific, then it's going to be aser. So what does that mean exactly? My staman or my perushan? What does staman mean in this context, and what does perushan mean in this context? Ilem staman dekamer chiti chivarta. If staman means he just says I'm looking for white wheat, perushan dekamer lavodas kachavim, and perushan is he says I'm looking for white wheat to use for Avodah Zarah, well then, lo staman sricha lemeimar demizavninan, v'lo perushan sricha lemeimar demizavninan. Both of those dinim are pashut. Obviously, if a guy is just looking for white wheat, maybe he likes to eat white wheat. What does that have to do with Avodah Zarah? Why would you think that you have to be concerned for Avodah Zarah? Tarnugal lovin is something that they'd have to use for Avodah Zarah, because guess what? A tarnugal lovin and tarnugal shachar taste the same. So obviously, he's looking for the outer look of it, what's going to look nicer for the Avodah Zarah. But different types of wheat, different color wheat is going to be is different quality, right? If a person is looking for whole wheat bread and he gets white bread, those are very different things. So it's obviously an entirely different quality. So why would you think that that's Avodah Zarah? And Perushan, if he says that he's doing something Avodah Zarah, of course it's awesome to sell it to him. He says that he's dafka looking for Avodah Zarah. Now it happens to be, if you look at the top Rashi, Lo Stamet Tzrich Lemim Demizavninan, Rashi does not say what we just said. He does not say the reason that it's obvious that you're allowed to sell when he's just looking for white wheat is that why on earth would you think it relates to Avodah Zarah? Rashi says Delotaninan Elatarnagalavan Avolchiti Chivarti Mutter. It's because our Mishnah never mentioned anything else, any other hakpada about white other than Tarnagol Lavan. And therefore, you don't have to be choshesh that anything else white is also Avodah Zarah. So Rashi doesn't go with the Svara, he goes more in terms of the what's mentioned in the Mishnah and what's not mentioned in the Mishnah. And we're about to see why Rashi probably did that. I mean, Rav Shlomo Kluger explains, it's based on the Hemshech of the Gemara, because the Hemshech of the Gemara seems to assume that Misvara, it's really not so pashut. Misvara, it's not so pashut. When a guy says that he's looking for white wheat, that it's not L'shem Avodah Zarah. So the kash is dafka from the diuk in the Mishnah. So anyway, so says Gemara, so what does staman mean and what does perushan mean? El staman de ka'amar chiti. Perushan de ka'amar chivarta. Staman means, he says, I'm just looking for wheat. So that's mutter. Perushan means he says he's specifically looking for white wheat, and that's going to be usr. So now you see very well why we didn't want to say just that it's obvious that when a guy says he's looking for white wheat that it's mutter, because the way we're touching it up now is that if he says he's looking for white wheat, it's taka usr. Mechal de tarnagol, and it makes it sound like that's different than a tarnagol, but in the case of a tarnagol, afilu stama nami lo, that even if he says stam, you're not allowed to sell it to him. So isn't that against Rabbi Zeira? Rabbi Zeira said that if he asks for a tarnagol lemi, you could sell him even a tarnagol lavan. If he asks for a tarnagol lavan lemi, you're not allowed to sell him. But if he asks tarnagol lemi, this stam, that's fine. So how come our Mishnah implies that only by other minim, when he asks it stam, it's mutter, but by a tarnagol, even when you ask it stam, it's aser? So amri li olam stam de kamar chiti chivarta. Now let's go back to our original interpretation. When we talk about wheat stam, it means you're asking for, the guy is asking for white wheat. When it says perushan, it means he's asking to use it for avodah zarah. We said, isn't that obvious? Aren't these halachos obvious? No, perushan it's strichalei. There is a chiddush in the case of perushan. Salka daitachamina hay gavar lav lavodah zchavim kabai. I might have thought that a guy who's asking for white wheat to use for avodah zarah is lying, that he doesn't really want to use it for avodah zarah. Why would he say it then? Why would he claim that he wants to use it for avodah zarah? Ela mevak hu da'avik b'avodah zchavim. He happens to have a particular attachment to his avodah zarah. V'savar, so he thinks to himself, ki heichi da'hu gavra avik bei, aviku. A lot of times people, they have their things that they like, and they assume that the rest of the world likes what they like as well. They have their things that they're into, and they assume other people are also into it. So he says, if I'm so connected to this avodah zarah, other people must also be very connected to my avodah zarah. So I'm going to tell people I'm going to use it for the avodah zarah, so that they'll give me a good deal. Meaning everyone's going to know that I'm using it for the avodah zarah, so they're going to say, he wants to use it for such a noble purpose, so they can give me a good deal. So he thinks he's going to get a better price off of the Jew if he tells him that he's using it for avodah zarah. Kamash Malan. That's why the Mishnah needs to tell me that no, if he says that he's using it for avodah zarah, we have to take it at face value. We have to assume that he actually plans on using it for avodah zarah. So that's the assumption. The Achronim are a little bit bothered. What kind of svar is this? It's Ola al Das HaGoy, that if he tells a Jew that he wants to use it for avodah zarah, the Jew's going to give her a cheaper deal. It's a davar pashut v'yadua that Yisraelim are not k'shurim b'avodah zarah. That certainly at that point in history already, the Jews are disconnected from avodah zarah. So it's not going to help him. So that's what the Sefer Neve Shalom suggests, that we're talking about the guy who's buying a peshuk where both the Yisraelim and of the Chavim are selling. So he thinks one of the of the Chavim is going to give him a better deal. So the question is, can the Jew then sell it to him? I mean, that's the Havamina, that he thinks that he's going to go around saying that he wants to use it for avodah zarah because he thinks one of the Chavim is going to give him a better deal. So the question was whether the Jew can jump in and sell him the Chitim Levanim. But it can't be, even Bahava Amina, that a guy is going to think that a Jew is going to give him a better deal because he wants to use it for the sake of Avodah Zarah. Okay, by Ravashi. Ravashi raises the following Shaila. Tarnagol lavan katua lemi. What if he goes around asking, he asks for tarnagol lavan, but he asks for a tarnagol lavan that is missing a limb, that's katua, that's missing a toe. So mahu limka lo tarnagol lavan shalim. Can you sell him a regular tarnagol lavan that's not missing a limb? Meaning, once mi amrinan mi dekamer katua lav lavodz chavim kabayi. Do we assume, well, since he said katua, obviously he's not going to use it for avodah zarah, because you can't use a katua for avodah zarah. Or maybe this is all a harama. He's saying katua so that you won't think he wants it for avodah zarah, and that you will then sell him a tarnagol lavan, because what are the chances that you happen to have a tarnagol lavan that has a toe already chopped off? But he's going to think that, so he's doing this all as a trick to get you to sell it to him. So that's the question. Can you sell him a regular tarnagol lavan in that case? Many of the Rishonim explain that this question is not only, this Rav Ashi Shaila is not only the Rabbi Yehuda, it's a Shaila even excuse me, even according to the Rabbanan, the Ramban, the Rashi explained that even though the Mishnah, the Rabbanan and the Mishnah disagree with Rabbi Yehuda, who allows selling a ketuah, that's only because there are goes there that maybe you won't end up being koteya the toe. And a person who sees that the Akum is asking for a shalem is not going to realize that what you sold him was a ketuah. But in a case where he's dafka asking for a ketuah, certainly the Rabbanan agree that he doesn't use a ketuah l'avodah zarah, whereas Rashi seems to assume that the Shaila of Rav Ashi is within, as we mentioned before, within the Sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. That's why we thought maybe the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, because Rav Ashi raises the Shaila dafka within the Sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, because the chilik between a katua and not a katua mentioned in our Mishnah was dafka mentioned by Rabbi Yehuda, not by the Rabbanan. So it says Mar Vayter, Imtim Tzolomer, and if you're going to assume that this must be a harama, that when he's going around asking for a tarnagol lovin katua, it must be that he's trying to fool us into giving him a tarnagol lovin that's shalem, tarnagol lovin lemi, if he asks for a tarnagol lovin, viyavule shachar vishakal, and then you give him a black one and he buys it, viyavule edom vishakal, and you give him a red one and he buys that, Mahu limkar lo lavan? Can you now sell him a lavan? Meaning, even though he's going around specifically asking for a lavan, you see that he's not really only interested in a lavan. But so if that's the case, maybe the fact that he took action, meaning maybe that's no longer harama. Harama, a guy is willing to do if all it is words. But once he's already going to lose money on it, he's already paying for these other things. So he's already paying out of pocket. So that's no longer just a harama. Maybe this is less of a reason to assume it's a harama. Do we assume that since he keeps taking the other colors, so it's not lavod zara? Or maybe this too is a harama. It's just it's such an elaborate plan that he has in place that he's even willing to buy the other things. So teku, the Gemara leaves that unresolved. Typically, whenever you have an imtim tzilomer, it means that we paskin like the tzad of the imtim tzilomer. I mean, we had two questions, and the second question hinged on the first question being yerume kamarim. So usually that would mean that we are concerned that Irume Kamarim, that the guy is going to be Marim. I didn't take a look to see if that in fact plays out, if that's how the poskim paskin over here. Rameir Omer Av Dekel. Rameir says, even when it comes to a Dekel. Amle Rav Chisla Avimi. Gemiri Davod Zchav Davram Avinu Dalin Mea Pirkei Havyan. We have a tradition that Mesech Zavod Zara of Avram Avinu had 400 prakim, meaning there were many, many more Avod Zaras in the times of Avram Avinu than they had in the times of the Mishnah. Va'anan Chamisha Tanan. And we only have 5 prakim of Mesech Zavod Zara. V'lo Yadin and Mai Kamrinan. And even with such a watered down Mesech Zavod Zara, we only have 5 prakim instead of 400 prakim. We still have no idea what these Mishnayos are talking about. We have our hands full with the 5 prakim of Avodah Zarah. So he says, okay, obviously something's bothering you about one of the Mishnayos. So, my kasha, what's the trouble? What do you need explained? The Katani, because it says, Rameir Omer, Af Dekel Tav, Chatzav Niklas, Asur Limkol Avod Chavim. They're not even allowed to sell a Dekel Tav, Chatzav Niklas. Dekel Tav, Udilom Zavninan, HaDekel Bishm Zavninan. That implies that you're only not allowed to sell a good Dekel tree, but a bad Dekel tree, you're allowed to sell to Dovid Chavim. Ay, Vatanan, Ein Rokhul Lembe, Mukhubil Karka. You're not allowed to sell an Ovid Chavim anything that's Mukhubil Karka in Eretz Israel, because it's a violation of Osichanim. So I'm late. My Dekel Tav, Peros Dekel Tav. No, when we said that you're not allowed to sell Dekel Tav, it didn't mean the tree itself, because even a bad Dekel, you're not allowed to sell the tree itself. You're not allowed to sell Mechubil Karka, it's a violation of Losichanim. No, it means the Peros of a Dekel Tav. V'chenom Ravuna, Peros Dekel Tav. Chatzav Kashva. Chatzav means Kashva. Niklas, Kiyas Ravdimi, Amrav Chamabra Yosef, Kuraiti. Niklas, Ravdimi, Amrav Chamabra Yosef says, means Kuraiti. So Amle Abai Ravdimi, Abai says, Ravdimi, what have you done for me by translating as Kuraiti? It's not Niklas, Vloyadin Mahu. It says in the Mishnah, Niklas, I have no idea what that means. Vatamur Kuraiti, now you tell me, oh, it's Kuraiti? Guess what? Vloyadin and Mayahan Islan. I don't know what that means either, so I don't know. What, what you've actually done for me. So I have done you a favor, because the chiyazalta asam, when you go to Eretz Yisrael next time, Amrit lu niklas v'loyadi. If you go and you ask what's niklas, they're going to have no idea what to tell you. They can't point to a niklas for you. But amrit lu kuraiti v'yad v'kamach v'lach. But when you say kuraiti, even though you don't know what it means, they know what it means, and they'll be able to show you exactly what you're looking for. Why did we have to give this hakdama that Avraham Avinu's avodah zarah had 400 prakim, an hour avodah zarah only has 5? What does that have to do with the particular shaila that we asked? Meaning, we could ask about any shaila, about any mishnah. We could have asked this. So in the Sefer Kos Yeshuas, he explains, based on Tosos on Daf Chaf, where Tosos raises the suffix whether the Yisra of Lo Seichanim is only for the Zayin Amim, the seven nations that are inhabited Eretz Yisrael, or it's for all of the Chavim, that you're not allowed to sell land in Eretz Yisrael to anybody. So he said that's why the Gemara was makdim, that Avraham Avinu had 400 prakim of Masechet Avodah Zarah, and we have only 5, to tell us that we only mention in the Mishnah those halachos that are still nogea to Ovdei Chavim. Him be a menu. So if the Yisra of Lo Seichanim was only for the Zayin Amim, then I wouldn't have this kasha, because then I understand that we're listing something that when there's no longer an issue of Lo Seichanim. So that's why we mention Dekel Tov as opposed to Dekel Bish. But since the Yisra of Lo Seichanim applies even to non Zayin Amim, and we know that all these halachas are only for things of the avodah zarah that is still knowing biyamenu, that's why we have this shaila. Also, just parenthetically, the Taz points out in Yoredeya Simreish Ben Beis, in the name of the Bach, that when a person writes to an adam gadol or speaks to an adam gadol, he does, even though generally it's polite to speak in third person, you don't have to do that all the time. And the raya is from the way Abaye speaks to Rav Dimi over here. Tana niklas v'loyadin mahu. Va'at amrit kuraiti, not umar amrit kuraiti, umar amrit, it's va'at amrit. So you see that when you talk to someone repeatedly, you don't have to constantly use the third person. It's interesting, poskim discuss using three different ways of talking, using second person, you know, direct, using third person, and using lashon rabim. They say when you're talking to someone around your level that you want to show a little extra kavod, you say atem, even instead of ata. If you speak to Israeli, sometimes they do that. You don't. It's built into the language almost that they'll speak Belashon Rabbim even when talking to a yachid as a sign of respect. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up at the Mishnah tomorrow.